Rio de Janeiro is famous for its waterfront. Clear waters and white sand beaches, but just down the road in Guanabara Bay, the scene is very different. A graveyard of ships. Dozens of boats abandoned and left to rust.
These vessels are old and their owners don't use them, so they abandon them. This is a crime.
It's gone on for years, ignored by most people. But a stormy evening in November quickly changed that. The São Luís, a large and rusted cargo ship, broke free and drifted across the harbor. It crashed into Latin America's longest bridge over water and forced the closure of one of Rio's main commuter routes in the middle of rush hour. Now the Navy is investigating, but environmentalists say more needs to be done.
O navio grandeleiro São Luís.
The crash drew attention to the existence of this graveyard of ships. São Luís remains in Rio's port with 50 tons of fuel inside it. It's a ship with high corrosion. It's not safe, and it can cause an environmental disaster.
They're already seeing the impact. Heavy pollution is threatening turtles and seahorses, and the bay's dolphin population has dropped from 800 to only 34. Fishermen and the broader economy are also paying the price.
I used to fish. I used to catch 100 kilos of fish quickly. Now to catch 50 kilos of fish, it will take a week or a month.
One environmental group says the pollution is costing millions of dollars in lost production. After the crash, local media said officials began studying how to remove the so-called ghost ships from the bay. But while they're studying the options, these skeletons are sinking deeper into its muddy waters. And for those sounding the alarm, it's a crisis that needs to be treated with urgency. Alexandra Byers, Al Jazeera.